We have Lightning Coach John Cooper here to take your questions. Please raise your hand and wait for the microphone if you have a question for Coach. We'll start front right with Mark.
Hey John, talk a little bit about your team's response being down 2-0 in games, 2-0 in the game itself today, and how much maybe your pedigree for the last couple of seasons?
We've been in spots like this. Big thing for us was we felt we had a recipe. We just had to stay with it. I think there were times in this series where we've tried to manufacture things that weren't there, that put us on our heels, gave up opportunities. Whether it was a break, whatever you want to say, we weren't in sync. I thought today we were down 2-0. And I don't want to sit here and say we didn't deserve to be down 2-0 because their power play has been great. But we take those penalties. But our 5-on-5 game I liked. And so we just needed to stick with that, stay out of the box is what we had to do. And we would be fine. And I think in maybe years past, 3-4 years ago, maybe panic would have set in at some point. Definitely not with this group. And the power play got us going, and then we took off from there. But no question, that been there before is really helped us, just our mindset in games.
Front left.
Hey, John. I know you've talked about him a lot, but that was Andre Schlott's 10th game winner in the playoffs, and you passed Tyler Johnson for the most in franchise history. I was just wondering if you could talk about what he's meant for this group over the past several playoff runs and how big of a player he is.
Yeah, those guys are best buds, so I'm sure text messages or two will go between those guys. I can't say enough about both of them and what they've meant to our organization, both Tyler and Palat. Palat, we've seen this for years. He is the quiet kid. He doesn't say anything. All he does is give you everything he has on every shift. He's played up and down the lineup, but he's got that ability to play that blue-collar game with white-collar players. And that's a great trait to have. And he's been doing it in his career, and he's usually the third guy talked about on the lines he plays on. But he comes through with just statistics that you just banged out now, and it's much deserved, and all his line mates would say the same thing.
Standing up on the right here.
John, the penalty kills obviously played well for you, but on a day like today, where they give up a couple early, but kind of do that stick with it, I guess, that you kind of talk about. How important was that today?
So, the power plays three goals, it's 2-2. And I think you got to give credit probably to both penalty kills on each team, because we get one, they kill it off. And you're staring up at the scoreboard, there's 8 minutes left, and now you got to kill four off. And that's the staple. That's how you got to win games. Do you need your power play to score? Of course, we need that to get back into the game. But when you need the big kill, we got it. And very fortunate we were able to draw a penalty. But there were many ups and downs in this game, but that was a pivotal point for us. With 8 minutes left, it was a great job by them.
Standing up on the right.
John, is there a feeling of anticipation on the bench when Nikita Kucherov has the puck that he's about to make a play, he's about to do something special on the ice?
I think when you ask that question, you know the answer. I think they're not only on our bench, I think it's the entire building.
Front right, Greg.
There was some crowding of goalies tonight, and your counterpart has already talked about today after the game, specifically about your team crowding Kucherov. Was that a game plan? Do you think they're going to call it tighter in game four?
Well, I don't think they could have called it any tighter. There were three penalties on goalie interference. Is part of this game being net front? Yes. Was that in our game plan to knock him over? No. Like the first one, we're on a 4-on-3 power play, and we take ourselves off it. Trust me, we're not trying to hit the goalie. I think Corey Perry's found himself in that spot, and definitely wasn't. I think we were more angry than maybe the Rangers were at that point. But getting in goalie's eyes, you are close. And then the other one was, you know, Nasher. Maybe, I don't know, Nasher's not his player, so the last thing he's doing, especially his first game in the lineup, is he's not known for that. So there's other guys in our team, I think, if that had happened, you could question it, but that's not in our eyes. And, you know, they obviously followed suit. And I think a big part for us is, do we want to take the goalie's eyes away? Yeah, that's the game plan. But they're probably thinking of doing the same thing. So, but no, that was, like I said, it's part of the game. And, you know, but to take us off 4-3 power play, no, we're not trying to run the goalie.
Do a few more front left.
John, obviously the big guys came through for you tonight. But what did the line of Hagel, Cirelli, and Kilorn do for you and kind of establishing the way you wanted to play in this game 5-on-5?
Well, I thought they did a great job on Zibanejad's line. I think they're some phenomenal hockey players. You know, they've been great in this whole playoffs, and the more you can make them play D, the less they can play offense. I thought that's what those guys did tonight.
Left side, Joe.
A lot of your as big moments in the playoffs, you know, the Ross Colt buzzer beater, you know, time goal and game 6 against the Leafs, you know, Kid Kucherov had it. And I know, aside from being just an elite level talent, why do you think he's a guy who can kind of rise to the occasion in these kind of moments?
Who's that?
Kucherov.
Well, that's how he's won a Hart Trophy. He's been an electrifying player. He's got 2 Stanley Cup rings. I think when teams go that far, each team has those type of players on them, and that's what Cooch is. And he's a unique, special talent. But any time that you're, you know, when you're the last team standing, there's a player on each team, or maybe 2, that have the game breaker, and he's one of them for us.
Take one more question on the left side.
Coach, sadly, this won't even show up on the stat sheet, but on your second goal, Nick Paul gets a clean face-off win in your own zone, can transition right into your power play, and comes right off. Did you have a gut feeling to put him in to get the face-off?
Well, there were other reasons for that, but I guess maybe that was part of it. there's a lot that goes into it, but I appreciate the compliment. But no, it was more than gut. There's reasons for that, too.
Thank you for your time, Coach. That concludes Lightning media availability. Thank you very much.